This is Pastor J.D. Winters, and we are reading from Reliving the Passion by Walter Wangerin Jr. This is our final reading for the day of the resurrection of our Lord. Today's scripture is from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Now go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come upon them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is today's devotional. "Peter, hold me. Just hold me. I can't stop shaking. Feel it? Hold me tight. I stood in the place where Moses stood, and the world is spinning so fast. Listen, oils and spices, ointment jars, that's it. Our hands were full, but that's all we carried. Honestly, nothing for ourselves, all for the body of Jesus. Mary and Salome and me. We went outside the city wall. The sun was just rising. Dew on the grass was white, so that we made three trails behind us, and we cast long shadows. There was a sparrow. We wanted to honor Jesus. We were going to touch him. I thought about the smell." Old Mary was crying. Suddenly she stopped and said that we were fools, that we couldn't anoint him. She made me angry. "Who's going to stop us?" I shouted. "Who cares for a criminal's corpse?" "No," the old woman said. "That's not it. You saw it too."
"Saw what?"
"The stone. Who will roll the stone from the door?"
"Mary, I will, all right."
I was so mad, I really felt I could do it alone. I had seven furies in my breast. I didn't wait. I swept along with long strides, raging. Oh, I had such hate for the world and all the things and God, but the stone was rolled back. "No, Peter, listen, this is a very big stone, a very heavy stone. Not even you can move it uphill, don't you see? But the door of the tomb was open." All my feelings went straight to fear. Something was wrong. I wasn't mad. I was panicking. I dropped the ointments. I crept forward and went down on my knees and looked inside. "Do you remember what you told me about Moses and Elijah with Jesus on the mountain? And you saw all three of them and a cloud came and Jesus grew so bright it blinded you. And the voice of God came down and roared. Remember? Peter, I believe you now. And I kiss you, dear friend, because of it. I love you so much for telling me that story. Oh, Peter, I know how you felt. I know exactly. It was terror, right? But more than that, fear and love together. Listen, there was a young man in the tomb, dressed in white like Jesus on the mountain. But not Jesus. Jesus was not there. This young man knew me. He knew what I was doing there. I never saw him before. He said, 'You're looking for Jesus. He has risen.' Peter, are you listening? Do you understand? He said, 'Risen.'" I didn't scream. The man pointed at a stone ledge inside the tomb and said, "He's not here. See the place where they laid him?" I did not scream then, but I stared at the bare ledge and started to shake. And I'll tell you why. Terror, fear, and wonder and love all mixed in me, and my body couldn't take it. Oh, Peter, I still can't take it, but I believe it. I believe it. I stood in the spot where Jesus came back to life. That's so holy. That's so frightening. He isn't the man I thought he was. He's the glory of God. I stood as close to God as Moses did. Closer. And I'll tell you why I didn't scream. Because I couldn't even breathe. I stared at the stone and I thought how he loved me and how he loves me. Loves me. Peter, plain Mary from Magdala, who had seven devils once and no prospects, and it was enough that he loved me so long as he lived. But then he died and it was nothing. But now think, Peter. Think how terribly mighty that love must be to rise from the dead. Peter, do you understand what I'm saying to you? This is the love of Almighty God the Father, now, right here, right here. That's why I'm shaking. Hold me. Hold me, I promise, I'm telling the truth. Hold me tight, stop my shaking. Peter, believe me. Well, and if you can't believe me, come with me. The young man in white told me to tell you what to do now, Simon. Hold me just a little longer, dear, good, and stony Simon. It's a killing terror, isn't it? Exquisite and sharp. A painful, impossible joy. Yes, but I'm growing calmer now, thank you. Here, let me kiss you. And now what? Why, now we will go and see the Lord alive. And then you will believe me. For Jesus is going before us to Galilee. There you will see him, exactly as he promised. This is our prayer. Alleluia. I see thee, and I do not die. I see me in thy seeing eye. As thou art life, in life am I. In love, in Christ, and crucified. Alleluia. 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 Amen.